scream and shout with all your might.
Or you can scream, shout, whine, cry, sniffle, piss, moan, and search for a safe space. You can shove your opinion up your ass. That way Obama's cock has something to keep it company. Don't forget, my friends and my enemies, the ever-present, the most likely, the third possibility, you are wrong, and I am right. Fuck you. I am the Great One himself. I am the founder of the Cynical Libertarian Society, been on the internet since 1999. I've been podcasting for 11 years. 11 years. That's right, bitches, 11 years of doing this. And this right here is Stating the Obvious Podcast. It is the weapons platform from which I launched the cruise missile of my intellect that homes in on and destroys motherfucking stupids all around the world. And you can sit there and you can whine, you can cry about the motherfucking roads and taxes and safe spaces and patriarchy. None of it matters, because none of those things will stop the bullets of the 50 caliber machine gun, which mows you little motherfucking status down and eliminates you from existence the way natural selection should have, except, of course, that natural selection has been circumvented by the state. Because for a democracy to function, you have to have people who are stupid enough to vote. And for the state to exist, you have to have people who are incompetent enough that they can't provide for themselves, and so thus they need a state to provide for them. And thus, those of you who should be dead, if natural selection were allowed to run its course, you're still alive. Anyway, did I mention I am the Great One himself? I'm the founder of the Cynical Libertarian Society, CYNLIBSOC.com, on the interweb, CYNLIBSOC, on the Twitterverse. In the control room over there is the lovely and adorable Randy, and today is the 21st of December, 2015. It's a nice day here in the People's Republic. The sun was out. Global warming set in, it got a little warmer, the ice and snow is melting off. I took a walk, I have a new camera that I bought. It's a low-end Canon, and it's an older one. Oh yeah, I remember, I need to check for firmware. Anyway, that's for me. And it's a Canon T5. So it's an older one, but I bought it because normally I shoot with my Canon 7D, which is a fantastic camera. I like the camera a lot, very happy with it, except that it's heavy. And also I have high-end lenses, so the lenses are also very heavy, so it's a shit ton of weight. So it's not a kind of camera that you take hiking, and it's not even really the kind of camera you want to carry around in town. Like when I'm shooting in a studio or on location or something like that doing a shoot, it's fine. But you don't really want to go trekking around with it, because after a while it starts to feel like you're carrying a load of bricks. So I bought myself a Canon Rebel. And the thing is so fucking light. I mean, it's like carrying nothing. I'm carrying it around. It's like, my God, this is so wonderful. Anyhow, you don't give a shit about that. What you do give a shit about, in fact, is that you can send me love mail, hate mail, naked pictures, whatever the fuck you want to email to me. You can send that to God. That's dog spelled backwards. God at CYNLIBSOC.com on the interwebs. The other thing you care about is the fact that I am drinking a Funkworks Saison Ale right now. From Funkworks, and that's spelled Funkworks, Funkworks.com, if you want to check them out on the interwebs. One of my two favorite breweries here in the People's Republic of Fort Collins, the other one, of course, being Equinox, which, as far as I know, doesn't bottle or sell any of their stuff, so there's no way you can get it, but it's really good. In fact, I should go to Equinox tomorrow and have a few. Put that on my agenda. Today, my out and about was, like I said, I went on a walk to a specific destination to do a specific thing, and it was good. It was a really nice day. I enjoyed it. Oh, funniest fucking thing ever. I'm walking down the sidewalk. I'm not making this up. Not making this up. Maybe I'll even put a picture of it on the show notes if I remember, because I took pictures because I had my camera. I'm walking down the sidewalk, and there, laying by the sidewalk, is a fucking dildo. Not making this up. This was like, let's see, like an 8-incher maybe? I didn't actually measure it because I didn't want to touch it because I'm not sure where it's been. It's like an 8 to 10-incher. I mean, this is a big, giant dildo just laying. laying by the sidewalk. Oh, somebody's going to be really disappointed when he or she gets home and goes, all right, I'm ready for some action. It's not there. Oh, man, that's crash and burn. All right. Anyway, let me have another drink. Let me prep my water bottle also because I'm going to need water. Voice is doing a little bit better than it was yesterday. We'll see how it holds out. All right, I'm going to continue. I got just more shit here that I want to read and talk about. We're still in the Wall Street Journal. This is something of a continuation of the previous two episodes of Stating the Obvious, which would have been 273 and 274. I just have a bunch of random newspaper shit here that I'm reading, which, again, illustrates why I don't read newspapers. All this stuff is stupid. Okay, so this is the Wall Street Journal. And this article is entitled, Socialism Network Finds New Friends. Bolivar, PA. Senator Bernie Sanders calls himself a democratic socialist. And when voters scan the web to see what that means, the trail often leads to a band of about 6,500 leftists pining for relevance in a country that has long deemed socialism a dirty word. Since he entered the race in May, the Democratic Socialists of America have seen monthly new members spiking 2 and 3 times the level of a year before. Nearly 10,000 people have visited the group's website, and the day of the Democratic debate in Las Vegas in October, more than 6 times the usual. Quote, this is a gift from the socialist gods, unquote. Joseph Schwartz, a Temple University professor and vice chairman of the Democratic Socialist, said at the group's biennial national convention in Pennsylvania last month. This guy's a college professor and he's a socialist. And when they say, there's no socialism on college campuses, that's just a right-wing wet dream. No, there's socialism on college campuses, trust me on this. About 120 people showed up. So yes, at their national convention, they had 120 people show up. Whoa. Democratic socialism is obviously taking the United States by storm. 120 people showed up. That was, it says here, that is a 33% jump that members attribute to Mr. Sanders' candidacy. 120 people. Again, you've got 120 people, and this is new. There's 120 people in the United States who believe in democratic socialism enough to show up at a convention. How is this news? I can find 120 people who actually believe that the flying spaghetti monster really does exist, and it's not just a joke. I mean, how is this news? For much of their 33-year history, democratic socialists have had little to celebrate. Capitalism has endured. Mainstream campaigns don't always want them around. Yes, capitalism. God, people doing what people want to do with their own money, it has endured. Imagine that. Hang on, I gotta flip the page because nothing can ever fucking finish on the same page it starts on. That's another reason I hate newspapers. Magazines fall in the same category. I love it. Well, flip to page 132 for the rest of the article because, of course, the layout of the magazine has to revolve around the advertisements. Can you just fucking put the article in? You know, just God damn it. I get sick of that shit. All right. Now there is a candidate who has actually come to their conventions and given speeches. What is more, the same candidate is running a surprisingly competitive race against the emblem of establishment democratic politics, Hillary Clinton. Really, is there anybody out there who really thinks that little feel the burn is going to have a chance against Hillary Clinton? I mean, if anything, first of all, I've already talked about this. We saw how brain cramp. Ron Paul was bitch slapped down by the Republicans. You know, even though, like, at the Republican conventions or whatever they're called, where they nominate people. People are saying, going, we vote for Ron Paul. The Ron Paul voters are being ignored. Their votes weren't being counted. All this other shit. Even if Bernie, you're going to feel the burn. Even if Bernie has a chance, he doesn't have a chance, because the same thing is going to happen. As I've said before, we're going to see a doubleheader this year around. We're going to see the Democrats bitch-slapping the Bernie supporters down at the same time we see the Republicans bitch-slapping the Trump supporters down. Because Bernie and Trump, regardless of how much they may be popular with people who have low IQs and large mouths, neither of them are establishment politicians. Neither of them are the people that the military-industrial complex, the pharmaceutical-industrial complex, the prison-industrial complex, the medical-industrial complex, the cell phone-industrial complex. You know, none of them, neither of those people are the people that the industrial complexes that run the United States want to see in power. Right, the person, just as they needed the industrial complexes, the state needed Obama to be the president now, because Obama's black and would therefore nullify any criticism. Again, bomb 7 countries in 6 years. What if George Bush had bombed 7 countries in 6 years? How much criticism of George Bush would there be? A lot. This is, as I've said for a long time, the only reason I want to see Republicans win the presidential elections, because when there's a Republican president, the media will actually criticize them. When there's a Democratic president, Democratic and Democrat are different things. Most of you don't know that, but most of you are stupid and should be dead, except that natural selection has been circumvented by the state, because, of course, people like Obama and Bush need stupid people to be alive, so stupid people will vote for them. Because anyone who's competent and capable and intelligent is not going to vote for Obama or Bush or Clinton or anybody else. What the fuck was I talking about before I went digressing? Randy, what the fuck was I talking about? Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yes, thank you. All right. Obama was made president of the United States because everyone knew that he would be able to drop bombs on countries and expand surveillance of American citizens and prosecute Edward Snowden and what's his name, Bradley Manning, and all this other shit. And nobody would criticize him because he's black, even though he's only actually half black. Although we know that race doesn't really exist. Where I saw that somewhere, a picture of some fucking stupid cunt with a sign that says, you know, I'm at college and I know that race doesn't that race is a social construct or something like that. Yeah, DNA is a fucking social construct. Jesus Christ. So fucking stupid. But it's fine. It's all good. It's, you know, it's wonderful. The United States of America, hell in a handbasket, we're fucked. As Aaron Clary says, just enjoy the decline. Get his book, Enjoy the Decline. It's on Amazon.com. You can get it in print or Kindle edition. Enjoy the Decline by Aaron Clary. We're fucked. Just enjoy the decline. There's nothing you can do about it other than be happy and let everything go to shit around you. So anyhow, Hillary Clinton is the person who needs to be the next president of the United States, because Hillary Clinton has a vajayjay, a vagina. And she's a Democrat, and nobody's going to question her. She will get away with dropping bombs where they need to be dropped. You know, whatever laws get passed and enforced, whatever surveillance on American citizens, it doesn't matter. Citizens of the United States, America's the continent, not the country, as I always remind everybody, including myself. So Hillary's going to be the next president, and the Democrats are going to get to watch Bernie Sanders and his supporters get slapped down the same way the Republicans watched Ron Paul and his supporters get slapped down. Anyway, let me get back to reading. It is nearly too good to be true, and perhaps it is. The socialism stuff? And Mr. Sanders is playing it down. Worse still, he has abandoned his independent status and is running as a Democrat, a party many socialists deride as a tool of the capitalist elite, no better than the GOP. And in that sense, I just found something that I agree with Democratic Socialist about. Of course the fucking Democrat Party is a tool of the capitalist elite. I mean, Democrats voted to bail out the banking corporations. Democrats bailed out Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac. Democrats bailed out the automobile corporations. Democrats funnel all kinds of government money to privately owned corporations. Of course the Democrat Party is a tool of the capitalist elite. I might quibble a little bit with their use of the term capitalist elite. It would be more accurate to say the crony capitalist. But still, I mean, I get their point, and essentially they're correct about that. Quote, "I definitely would have preferred that," unquote, "Mr. Sanders remain an independent," said Raheel Barou, a 28-year-old Brooklyn resident who attended the convention. Quote, "The Democratic Party..." Now, I'm checking. It actually says the Democratic Party. It's actually the Democrat Party. Democrat and Democratic are two different things, but of course this guy is a fucking Democratic Socialist and isn't smart enough to understand that words have meanings and isn't smart enough to understand the difference between the Democrat Party and a democratic system. So the Democrat Party is where social movements go to die, unquote. Even more disheartening, Mr. Sanders has suggested of late he doesn't have much use for the Democratic Socialist label. He told CBS's Stephen Colbert, whatever his name is, he prefers the more benign term, quote, progressive, unquote. Yes, because progressive is, of course, another one of those, what I call, nebulous words. It's a word that doesn't mean anything. Where the fuck am I supposed to be going next? I have another thing here somewhere. Progressive. When you say, I am a progressive, well, what does that mean? It doesn't mean anything. And that's why people use terms like, I'm a progressive. Saying you're a progressive just means you're an idiot. Here's what I'm looking for right here. Letters to the editor. So apparently, in the Wall Street Journal, there was an op-ed piece on December the 9th called Safeguarding Student Diversity. I didn't read it because this is the December 12th edition of the Wall Street Journal. But these are some letters that were written about this piece. College campuses are the most diverse, racially sensitive, hospitable, walking on eggshells environments students will ever experience. Graduates who go into the private sector will confront the real world where measurable results tend to count for more than holistic contributions. Yep, yes they are. And when the college students hit reality and find out that they don't have a safe space, that they actually have to deal with the fact that other people are, God forbid, different than them. For a lot of little college shits, or formerly college shits, it's going to hurt. It's going to hurt a lot. While Mr. Finveeve's heart may be in the right place, he fails to bring a logical perspective about the success or failure of students who are admitted because of race, hardship, etc. What is the graduation rate of such students? If a low ratio of admissions to graduation exists, then what has been accomplished by this socialist exercise other than to have squeezed out a college opportunity for a student who worked hard and met all the academic requirements? Now, of course, we know that to get into college, it's less important that you are capable of actually understanding the material, and it's less not important that you've worked hard. What is important is, of course, your skin color and how, what sort of hardships you have overcome, because, you know, we all have it so fucking hard in the United States here, because I know all the time, man, people are getting stoned to death because they're 14-year-old and not a virgin anymore because they were raped by their somebody man, you know, and there's people starving to death in the streets and there's no clean water. I mean, there's a lot of fucking hardship in this country. I would love to hear Mr. Finvey's explanation as to why his desire for diversity at the University of Texas doesn't appear to apply to sports programs. In particular, it's football and basketball teams. Now, that is an interesting question, because we always want diversity, and we all know that by diversity, we mean diversity of skin color. So why aren't there racial quotas on the colleges where we have, we have admission standards that are lower for people of a particular color skin or have hardships or whatever, and which, of course, result in people who are qualified to go to college and have earned it and worked their way towards it, have the ability to actually graduate, pushing those people aside. Why don't the football, the basketball teams, and all the other sports teams, why don't they have quotas? That's an excellent point to read. Of course, we know the answer, because sports makes money, and in sports, performance actually counts. It's not like college. It's not like getting a college diploma, where performance is completely meaningless. When you're getting a college diploma, all that matters is what color your skin is and how accurately you are able to parrot the opinions of the person teaching the class. Right? There's no merit involved. There's no achievement involved. There's no success involved. There's no performance. Supporters of political correctness, I was listening, there's feedback in the speakers here in the studio. I was looking at the waveform to make sure it wasn't actually showing up in the recording. You're all like, we don't care. Will you just shut the fuck up and keep whining about statism? All right, so fine. Sorry. Excuse me for having a fucking digression. Do you need a safe space? Do you need a safe space from me digressing from making fun of statism? Oh, I'm sorry. Goddamn. Supporters of political correctness on college campuses have essentially abrogated the quintessential American right of free speech and dissent. A stricture essential to the success of every tyrant and despot in history. The ramifications of this movement transcend mere tiresomeness in that they have not only led to the resignation of a few college presidents, but more ominously have generated an enormous backlash that has fed the current popularity of Donald Trump's presidential candidacy. His intentionally outrageous statements solve the fury of those resentful of the lack of plain speaking among politicians. And yeah, I mean, Donald Trump, I would agree with that as well. Donald Trump is, to a large extent, a result of political correctness and speech codes and safe spaces and all this other shit. I mean, as I've said, I don't vote for people. Voting is aggression, yada, yada, yada. But if Donald Trump, and he will not, that's why I can safely say, you know, it's like I could say, if pigs grow wings and start flying, I will eat a gallon of pig shit, right? I can safely say that because pigs aren't going to grow wings and start flying. I can safely say that if Donald Trump actually is the Republican nominee for President of the United States, I'll vote for him. I can say that because it's not going to happen because of the Ron Paul effect, which we're all going to see. You know, just as we saw when Hillary Clinton was up against Hussein Obama, in the Democratic primaries, even though Hillary Clinton got more votes than Obama, Obama still won the nomination because all votes count, every vote counts, but some of the votes for Hillary Clinton actually didn't count. just like some of the votes for Ron Paul didn't really count. And we're going to find out this time around that votes for Donald Trump and votes for Bernie Sanders don't count. Yet you fucking morons out there, you keep on believing every vote counts. You have to vote. It's a democracy. The people decide. This is still the Wall Street Journal. Concealed carry request jump. Gun buyers, owners weigh personal safety in the wake of recent mass shootings. Authorities across the country are getting a flood of applications to carry concealed weapons in the wake of the mass shootings in San Bernardino, California, especially in locations near sites of recent mass shootings. Really? No shit. Whoa, this is news. So when people go out and kill other people, people who don't want to be killed want to defend themselves. This is not news. This is how evolution works. The people who don't have guns die. That's how you get the inferior DNA out of the gene pool. I'd also like to say there's a picture here of a gun shop in Pinellas Park. I don't know where that is. Anyhow, there's this chick in the gun shop working behind the counter. She's kind of cute. That's important. Cute girls are very important. I would, if you're going to run a gun shop, you should, dude, I sound like a dude, bro, frat boy, dude. Topless gun shop. Yes, all the employees have to be girls, and they're topless. Topless gun shop. Yes. That's where I'd spend my money. All right. Now, let me read this to you. This is still Wall Street Journal, same page. Where have you heard this before? Oh, you've heard this from the great one himself. I have talked about this in the past. I've pointed out that I think this is bullshit. This is a problem. Yada, 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 and yada. Close together houses spur lots of gripes. Now, I've talked about this, how when they build, you know, back in the day, when we walked uphill, we spoiled little whippersnappers. Back in the day, back when I was your age, when you built a house, you had this thing called a yard, and you had some separation from the houses around you. You had this actual fucking yard. You could go out and do stuff in the yard. It was like a yard. The place where my parents live, we have a nice big yard. Nowadays, of course, I've talked about how when they build houses, the houses are like, and I'm not making this shit up, I've seen this here in the People's Republic of Fort Collins, am I bullshitting you? The fucking houses, wall to fucking wall of the house, 8 fucking feet apart. I've fucking seen 8 fucking feet away from each other. Denver. Physicians Todd and Carol Alonzo, oh, they're both doctors. They married each other. Isn't that cute? I wonder if they match their clothing every day. Oh my God. Hi, I'm Dr. Todd, and this is my wife, Dr. Carol. Like, oh my God, we're both doctors. That's so cute. We have this joke, like every time we're in a room together and somebody says, Dr. Alonzo, and we both turn around and we go, yes. Oh, ha, 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 it's so funny. Physicians Todd and Carol Alonzo moved to their new neighborhood 7 miles east of downtown Denver for good schools. Good schools. Yeah, how's that fucking statist school system working for you when you have to fucking physically move where you live in order to go find a good school because most of the schools suck? If the state is so fucking wonderful at running the education system, why aren't all the schools equally good? It's nothing to do with houses being too close together. 7 miles east of downtown Denver for good schools and a short commute to his work at a nearby medical campus. Well, what about her work? So he gets a short commute to his work, but what about her commute? Is this some kind of patriarchy? Is she being oppressed? Does she have to drive farther than he does in order to get to work? Isn't that discrimination? Shouldn't there be some sort of quotas mandated by the government regarding how far women have to drive to work as opposed to men, because this sounds a lot like the patriarchy to me. I'm seeing a lot of patriarchy going on here. But their tiny lot, measuring just 0.1 acre, is making for some uncomfortable moments. With just 20 feet separating their two-story colonial home from their neighbors. Now, 20 feet between, I'm telling you, I've seen it, 8 feet. 20 feet away from the next house is pretty goddamn good compared to a lot of the stuff I see today. And of course, you know, I must be rough in your two-story colonial home being 20 feet away from it. Oh my God, fucking first world problems here. First world problems.
Hi, I'm Dr. Alonzo. My house is 20 feet away. First world problems.
But I agree it sucks, because there used to be this thing called a yard, which I've talked about this before. Let me get back to reading. Her two-story colonial home from their neighbors, the Alonzos race to close bedroom windows to keep barbecue smoke from wafting in. It's barbecue smoke. It'll be okay. It won't kill you. Their house, built in 2004, has 3,654 square feet and 4 bedrooms. Oh boy, first world problems are suffering. Only 4 bedrooms? But precious little privacy for the couple and their 3 sons. So I'm assuming they don't believe in overpopulation because they're reproducing. Quote, at night when I'm working on my computer, I can see directly into my neighbor's dining room window, Mr. Alonzo said. In March, when I was doing my taxes, I turned around from my desk to see Ted sitting at his dining room table with his back to me. He was probably doing his taxes, unquote. Go close the fucking window shades. Furthermore, while I agree that house is being too built to gut, while I agree that houses being built too close together is bullshit, okay, I agree it is bullshit. My question for Dr. Todd and Dr. Carol, they're doctors, they're really smart. When they bought the house, did they not notice that there was another house 20 feet away from it? Did you not notice that? Well, I bought this house and I'm complaining there's another house 20 feet away and you can see in their windows through our windows. So when you were looking at the house thinking about buying it, you didn't look out the windows to see what looking out the windows would look like? Really? Have you heard of natural selection? It's like when I found this studio that we're sitting in recording right now, right, Randy? What happened? When we were looking at this place, going, could this be the studio? I looked out the window, didn't I? And what did I see out the window? I saw a bunch of college girls in bikinis. And I said, Randy, this is a fantastic place for a recording studio. And Randy said, there's a train track right over there. And I said, you see what I see out the fucking window? And she said, yeah, it's college girls wearing bikinis. And I said, shut the fuck up. I don't care about the train track. This is the place. Okay? Look out the fucking window before you buy a house, you fucking retards. These are doctors. These people give medical advice. Holy shit and shinola. I hope neither of them is a surgeon. Situations like the Alonzos are becoming more common. Situations like this could, of course, be resolved with natural selection. However, the state has circumvented natural selection because it needs people like Todd and Carol Alonzo to vote Democrat. Sorry, that's not in the article. That was me making things up. Situations like the Alonzos are becoming more common. The median size of newly built detached homes... What's an attached home? Detached homes has increased by nearly 28% since 1992 to 2,445 square feet as of the third quarter. Commerce data shows blah, blah, blah. But the median size of the lots for these homes has decreased by 12%. So the houses have gotten 28% larger. The lots the houses are on have gotten 12% smaller. Then it says, the upshot, the American yard is shrinking. Okay, the American, the yard shrinking is not an upshot. The entire point of the article is the houses are too close together. If the yards were larger, the houses would be farther apart. The problem is that the yards are smaller. So the article is saying that there's a problem that yards are getting smaller and houses are close together, but the upshot of this is that yards are smaller. Now, maybe I don't understand, and this is possible, maybe I don't understand what the word upshot means, but to me, if somebody says to me that this is, for example, the upshot of having a recording studio half a block away from the train tracks is that when I look out the window in the summer, I see college girls wearing bikinis. So see, to me, the word upshot indicates that something is a positive, that it is desired, right? Seeing college girls in bikinis is something that I consider positive. I consider that desirable. That's an upshot to me. Now, maybe I don't know what the word upshot means. I could be completely fucking wrong. But then you're telling me that houses are closer together and the upshot of this is that the yards are smaller. No, the yards being smaller is not an upshot of houses being closer together. The yards being smaller is the fucking cause of houses being closer together. Have any of you out there heard of the concept of natural selection? The main culprit of the squeeze is land prices, which are up 95% since 2009 and are within 16% of their 2006 peak, according to housing research firm Zelman & Associates. This means developers must jam more lots onto each acre for projects to work financially. And I've talked about that before. They're just, that was sort of my point, is that they shove all these houses in as tight as they can so they can sell as many houses as possible. And as I pointed out before, why in the fuck are houses so expensive? There's no way in hell. So, and we know the reason. It's the government regulations and the hurdles you got to jump through, all the licensing you've got to get, all this shit. It really doesn't cost that much money to build a fucking house. When you're selling houses, you know, for $700,000, you give me $700,000, I can build a fucking house for a lot less than that. Lumber and wood and metal and pipe and the sink and a bed, it doesn't cost $700,000. It's bullshit. Speaking of bullshit, this is hilarious. This is another one my mother sent to me. If this is from the Houston Chronicle. Lawmaker tried to smear himself. A Michigan state representative distributed a fake email. Michigan! Yankee land. Oh, you fucking dumbass Yankees. Michigan. There's something wrong with Michigan. The whole fucking state, man. I've known some people from Michigan. They're all fucking idiots. I'm serious. There's something wrong. Michigan! I'm from the Lower Peninsula! Shut up. Michigan. There's something wrong with people from Michigan. A Michigan state representative distributed a fake email that suggested he had sex with a male prostitute so he could hide his relationship with another Republican state representative who is also a homeschool mom, according to the Detroit News. Both lawmakers are Christian conservatives who frequently refer to their faith. They made sure to get in a little smear against homeschoolers there. See, she's a homeschool mom. See, those homeschool moms, they fuck around. And there's a picture of both of them here, and she's not, I mean, she's old. She ain't that bad looking, but she ain't that good looking either. State Representative Todd Courser, a married father of four, obviously he doesn't believe in overpopulation, said in an audio recording that the email was intended to overshadow revelations about his relationship with Representative Cindy Gamerat, making it seem, quote, mild by comparison, unquote. Yes. I don't want anybody to know I was having sex with a woman, so I'm going to tell everybody I was having sex with a man. I mean, and this guy was elected. This is democracy.
Democracy. Oh, democracy. We need more democracy. If only we had more democracy.
Oh, if only we had more natural selection. Oh, God. This is democracy. Woo! People voted for this. All right. The Detroit News interviews suggested that the freshman representatives used their taxpayer-funded offices to maintain and cover up their relationships. Does that mean they fucked in the office? Because that's kind of hot. Anyway, and they sure as hell fucked the taxpayers. They fucked the voters. The newspaper describes the two as, quote, socially conservative legislators who often invoke their Christian faith in pursuit of new legislation governing gun rights, abortion, and marriage, unquote. That right there, that's my Bernard Chapin impersonation. That's me talking like Uncle Bernie. Hi, I'm Bernard Chapin, ex-wandering cauldron of political inferno. Political cauldron inferno, something. Yeah, I'm here to talk about, yeah, stuff. Yeah, I'm Bernie, yeah. They found support through Tea Party activism and formed their own legislative coalition. The Detroit News obtained two recordings secretly made in May by a former aide to Courser. In the recordings, Courser asked his aide, Ben Graham, to email Republican activists and operatives from an anonymous account to create, quote, a complete smear campaign, unquote, about him. In his recordings, Courser tells Graham that he and Gamerat, with whom he took the unusual step of combining office operations, yeah, they combined their office operations. Hey, babe, let's combine our office operations. Oh, yeah. I'm going to use that. I'm going to go up to some chick on the stream. Hey, what's up, babe? You're looking mighty cute in those jeans. Just, you know, that nice little tight ass of yours. And damn, you got some really sweet-looking titties going on there. I love that long hair. Hey, how would you like to combine our office operations? Oh, okay. They combined their office operations. Received identical text messages about their relationship that day from an unknown number. Courser, whatever, wonders aloud whether someone had pictures, video, or audio recordings of him and Gamerat. Gamerat, I don't know, I don't give a shit. Courser said the email he wanted Graham to send would, quote, inoculate the herd, unquote, and apparent reference to his and Gamerat's supporters. During the meeting, Courser reads aloud portions of the draft email. Quote, it will make anything else that comes out after that, that isn't a video, mundane, tame by comparison, unquote. Well, you know, and he gets the principle, yeah, you inoculate the herd. And it works. And let's say you're Obama and you want to drop bombs on 7 countries in 6 years. Well, all you have to do is come out and play the race card or talk about how Obamacare has provided health care for everybody, and you've inoculated the herd. You can do whatever you want, and people are going to not notice. The guy, I mean, this guy was kind of a little bizarre in the way he was going. But yeah, the whole male prostitute thing, it's weird. It's strange. What can you do, man? It's democracy. People voted for this shit. This is what they wanted. All right, Randy, how are we doing on time, babe? Hey, Randy. Would you like to combine office operations? That's the funniest shit ever. Let's combine our office operations. All right. have to look through material here and find something that's going to fit, because we are running short on time. I want to save this, because I've read this one once, and I really don't fucking understand it. I really fucking don't. We're going to do this one in the next podcast. I'm going to start the next podcast with this one. Here's the headline. Here's your teaser to come back in 2 days. Monday. This will go out on Friday. Come back on Monday. This is the title of the newspaper article. One person, one vote, to be defined. Now, you've heard it right here on this podcast. I have said that there is coming a day when people, based on their minority status, will get multiple votes. Right? If you're a heterosexual white man, you get one vote. If you're a black man, you get two votes. If you're a woman, you'll get three votes. If you're a tranny woman, you'll get four votes. If you're a tranny woman who was raped, you'll get five votes. You've heard it here. It's coming. It will happen. Because this whole one, but this is an entire newspaper article about how the Supreme Court is going to decide the meaning of one person, one vote. This is how stupid people are today. And I've read this article, and I don't even fucking understand what the debate is about. I really fucking don't. So I'm going to read this and try to work through it with you, and maybe you can figure it out, because I can't even figure out what the fuck's going on. How do you not know? One person? Okay, one person, one vote. Do you know what one is? Okay, do you know what a person is? Do you know what a vote is? If you have one person, one person gets one vote. How this can be so complicated, you may think I'm making this up, because some of you are going, there's no way that can't be. This is real shit. This is not The Onion. This is from the Houston Chronicle, which is actually kind of like The Onion in a sense. But this is real. The Supreme Court is apparently, maybe it's already happened. I don't know, how old is this fucking thing? May 27th, 2015. The Supreme Court has to figure out what the phrase one vote, one person, one vote means. That's how fucking stupid you people are. It's talking about stupid. Here we go. This is from my hometown newspaper, if I can fucking talk. Keeping pool open, backed by citizens. Five individuals address the city council on Thursday, June 11th. To give support for keeping the city swimming pool open past this year. About 30 people attended the meeting, and most appeared to be in favor of keeping the pool open. The issue arose after city manager Mike Barrow had earlier proposed closing the pool after the end of summer and replacing it with a non-swimming splash ground that would have sprinklers. Among the reasons cited, reasons is what it should say. There's a typo in the newspaper. Imagine that, journalism majors. Among the reasons cited were the high cost of maintenance and the cost of upgrades to make it comply with handicapped accessibility requirements. Barlow estimated the cost of repairs and complying with handicapped accessibility standards for the pool at $150,000. The swimming pool, it's a fucking swimming pool. It does not need to be handicapped accessible. Handicapped people are not going to be in the fucking swimming pool. Okay? Then this is the fucking just destruction of the economy and the pool. We're going to close, because I'm from this place. There ain't many handicapped people around there. Sorry, newsflash. Okay? You know, it's just no. This idea that every fucking place on the planet Earth has to be handicapped accessible. You fucking people need to get over this shit. What's this? I have something on the other side. It's something about abortion. I don't know if I even give a shit. I'm tired of the fucking handicap accessibility. Really, the swimming pool has the fucking... No, just fucking stop it. You're diversity, a talent, a fair... What if a handicapped person... Fuck it. Who gives a shit? If the handicapped person really wants to get in the goddamn swimming pool, well, what if they have some fucking things called friends who would help them? I mean, I've been to this goddamn swimming pool. I swum my ass off in it. There's a fence around it. The fence has a gate. You open the goddamn gate. You're handicapped. What? You're on crutches? You're on a wheelchair? You go through the fucking gate. Then there's the water. Well, we need a ramp. No, you don't need a ramp. You fucking jump in the goddamn water. You can't jump. You have your friends push you out of your wheelchair into the fucking water. It's water. Fucking handicap accessible swimming pool. Jesus fucking Christ. Do you need a fucking safe space? I got a safe space for you. It's right here on the tip of my dick. Put it in your mouth. You'll feel safer. 3-judge panel, U.S. Supreme Court's Fifth Circuit upheld the Constitution, House Bill 2, state law, representative, blah, blah, blah. Abortion, health clinic performs abortion. Ah, who gives a fuck? I'm fucking sick of abortion. We need more. I've said it before. I'll say it again. We need more abortions. Anybody who would kill their own children, we need them to kill as many of their children as possible. Get their DNA out of the motherfucking gene pool. It's called natural selection. You may have fucking heard about it. It's a motherfucker. It's awesome, though. I love natural selection. It's the best. All right. God, I hate it when there's like this awkward pause and we're almost at the end of the episode. I just don't have time to start ranting about anything else. Normally, I'm really good at timing my rants to end with the end of the episode. I'm good, aren't I? I'm so good. Oh, Randy, you know I'm good. Shush, woman. Damn it. Guess what? It's over! Oh, I'm gonna finish my beer. I might play a computer game for a little bit, and then we'll come back and record another episode.